Can you guys believe that we are headed into the last month of this quarter? Like 2023 just started. Like I just finished telling everybody Happy New Year a few weeks ago, and here we are almost 3 months in. I think that's crazy. But here we are. It's been good. It's been great. Really excited to see what 2023 has in store. If it's doing like it's been doing thus far, I'll be pretty happy. How's your 2023? One of the things that I've noticed is that, you know, we just had the Super Bowl. First of all, let me just say that we just had the Super Bowl, and that's a big time for advertisers to put their content out in front of millions of people and pay millions of dollars to do so. And I just made me think about how companies get in front of people, how that's just changing, and it's been changing over the last few years. And one of the ways that it's changing is that people or, you know, our companies are now relying on people, not even celebrities, just everyday people to promote their products. And we, at one point, we were calling them brand ambassadors. Another point, we're calling them influencers. You know, people use the two interchangeably. And I think that's really good for, you know, people giving them those opportunities, especially if they're already using something that they love. But I think that there are some caveats on the legal side that influencers need to be aware of. So if you agree to create content specifically to promote someone else's products or services, today's podcast is for you. Welcome to episode 114 of the Own Your Genius podcast. I am your host, attorney LaTanya Murray, owner of Off the Mark IP Solutions, where we help clients throughout the United States do what? Own their genius through trademarks, copyrights, and contracts. Today, we're going to talk about five clauses to look for in your influencer contract. We got a good one for you, so we're going to go ahead and get this thing started. And we're going to start with, I don't even know if I'll call this legal tea. This is some old tea. It's not hot tea, and we might have even talked about it before. But one of the things that I want to just put this everything in perspective is this. So back in 2021, a model and actress, Molly Sim, attempted to have a trademark infringement lawsuit that was filed against her dismissed. And it failed. Like the court was like, no, we're gonna see this thing through. We're gonna see if you really had anything to do with this infringement. And that matters because Sims wasn't an owner, right? She didn't own this alleged trademark that was allegedly infringing on someone else's trademark. She was acting in the capacity of an influencer. She created a blog post that was sponsored by, I think it was Rodin and Fields to promote their eyebrow product. So she created this blog post, ran ads to it. And next thing she knows, she found herself on the other end of a trademark infringement suit, which, just in case you don't know, that's not typical. Typically, when someone is alleging trademark infringement, they're going after the person that owns the trademark, not the person that's promoting the infringing trademark product or service. So what this did was really open up the door for other influencers to be found liable if they are promoting products that are infringing on someone's trademark. Ooh, like, can you imagine that? You're just like, hey, I'm so happy that this company wants to work with me. And they see, you know, they're being sued and you're being sued right along with them. So as an influencer, what you need to do is be able to protect yourself from situations like this. And so how do we do that? Here are two clauses you should consider including in your contract. So the first clause that you might want to consider is an intellectual property warranty. You want to include an intellectual property warranty. And what this is asking the person that you're contracting with, so if you're an influencer, asking that company to state that they own the rights, or they own or they control the rights to the intellectual property that you're going to be using in your content. That's one. It can also state that the intellectual property that they're allowing you to use does not infringe on anyone's third-party rights. And what that does is, if something happens, so it's not going to prevent the lawsuit. Neither one of these clauses are going to prevent the lawsuit from happening, but it will give you some protection if the lawsuit does happen. So if we go back to Molly Sims, the company is found to have infringed on this other party's intellectual property, and there was this intellectual property warranty clause in there that stated the company she was working with, the intellectual property does not infringe on someone else's third party rights, then this clause here will be a breach of contract. That means that Rodin and Fields, if they had this in their contract, they would have breach the contract, and now CLMs will have grounds to sue that company that she was working with. So you want to be able to make sure that you're protected. Like, is this someone else's intellectual property? Are you sure? So you own the right to this. You have the right to control this. You have the right to say that I can use this in my content. All right, bet. Now, if you get in trouble, if you get into a lawsuit, now you have grounds to sue them for breach of contract, which is different from the second clause I want you to have is an indemnification clause. And what that clause is going to do is, again, it's not going to prevent the lawsuit from happening. But if you do find yourself in a lawsuit because it's intellectual property, then that third party, that company that you're working with, will have to defend the lawsuit. Like, they have to pay everything back. So if you find yourself in a lawsuit, the company will have to reimburse you the cost that it took you to defend that lawsuit. So it's two different things, and both of them are important if you are an influencer, in my opinion. Okay, so how many of you all remember the story of Derrick Downey Jr.? Not Iron Man, not Robert Downey Jr., Derrick Downey Jr. Remember, he had a collaboration with this, like, faux nuggets, faux chicken company. It was called Nugs. Now it's called Simulate. And it was back in 2019. So you might remember, you might not. But anywho, Derrick agreed to create content for Nugs. And after negotiation and, you know, nailing down a price, he created the content. He sent it to them for their approval. And he waited, kind of just trying to figure out what the next steps were. Did he need to do any editing? Was everything good? In the meanwhile, about 30 days later, his people, his followers were like, "Hey, we just saw you in a Nugs commercial." And he was like, "How sway? What do you mean you saw me in a Nugs commercial? Like, that's not part of the deal." So turns out the company started using the content that he sent for their approval and paid advertising without his consent. This is a huge copyright no-no. And we discussed copyright ownerships in episode 111 and 112 of the Own Your Genius podcast. If you haven't listened to them, go back and listen to them now. So the next three clauses that I'm going to talk about are the clauses that you can add or you can consider adding in order to cut down on the confusion of who can do what and for how long. Because that's what all this kind of boils down to, especially when it comes to copyrights and knowing that the person that creates the content owns the content. So what rights are you allowing this third party to have? And that's going to be in the form of a license, right? So that license is going to say, you know, what rights you're giving them, how they can publish it, and, you know, things of that nature. The other clause that I would have in the agreement is be really clear on what type of content that you're going to create, whether it's a blog post, a video, the video is 15 seconds, you know, what type of content are you going to create? And the fifth clause I would have is something about just stating how long the post has to stay up. That's a big one that I see because it varies, you know. So, and if we go back to this Derrick Downey situation, if he gives them permission to use this video and they just use it indefinitely, would that have been a breach of the agreement? Or was it that he was supposed to create this content, they were supposed to approve the content, and he was supposed to just post it where his followers were? Because that's a big thing, like how long this post is supposed to stay up and where is it supposed to stay posted? So is this the situation where I'm creating this content and it's going on my page, or is this the situation where I'm creating this content and it's going on your page? And that's where that license part would come in too, because if it's staying on my page, then I don't need a license. But if I'm giving it to you to put on your page, you need a license. And these are the parameters of this license. And what happens if, and these are things you want to think about, what happens if you go through a rebrand as an influencer and the product content that you recorded a year ago is no longer in line with how you're moving forward? Are you obligated to keep that post on your new page? And not necessarily even your new page, your rebranded page. These are things that you need to think about and consider as you're entering into these influencer agreements. And they're not all of the things, they're just some of the things. And a lot of them are often overlooked, especially as it relates to the intellectual property that's associated with these agreements. So what do you think? What questions do you have? Are you an influencer? Do you have these clauses in your agreement? I want to know.
Right.
Let's take this conversation over to the Mark Legal community. I want you to share this episode with three people and have them meet you there. But you know what to do before you go. Make sure you hit that subscribe button and rate the podcast. Until next week, I want you to keep building your business, growing your brand, and owning your genius.